Yo, this is Redirect Podcast. We just watched the URL TV lockdown event. I'm here with two very special guests. But before I say that, shout out to my girl Rhea, North America Clothing. Make sure y'all check that out. Uptown shit. They got some hot shit, man. So, you know, they came through and dropped something off for the podcast. So shout out to them. But yeah, to my left, I got my man Nestle.
Battle rap, get shot, nigga.
And to my right, I got my man Sire Boy.
Yo, y'all need to turn my mic up, man.
Yo. So, how do I?
Cass, come on.
Do we want to go in order?
Let's go down the line. Let's go down the line.
It was a lot of shit that happened tonight.
Let's not spend too much time on the rest of them, but let's go down the line.
So, the JC and Shotgun Shook battle, I was a little late for that one, but you were watching at the house, right?
Yeah, I seen the first round.
You said you thought Shook took it.
I think Shook took the first one. Shook was talking to JC. I ain't gonna hold him. JC has some bars. He definitely is fighting.
It's JC.
Yeah, bars. It was a normal JC, but Shook had the room when I seen it. So definitely first round, but I ain't see the rest.
I saw a lot of people saying 2-1 or 3-0 JC.
Yeah. Well, I guess that one round with Shook. I don't know what happened 2 and 3, but first I give it a shot.
I'm gonna rewatch that one back, but get on Twitter about it or something. But now the second battle they did was Tay Rock and Geechee Gotti. They jumped right into it, right?
Right.
So, Ness, you catch the first round?
I came in right at the end of Geechee's first.
Yo,
I missed the whole shit.
Geechee was blacking.
Tay Rock went first. Tay Rock, nice. Like exactly what you expect from Tay Rock. Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. Man, this nigga Geechee's first round. It was one of them things where, like, all right, Tay Rock got the first.
Okay.
Then Geechee started off. They got Geechee Gotti verse. Nigga, why you ain't help Briz? And that shit right there set the tone for the whole battle. Geechee's first round was impeccable. Steve, what was that line? That Geechee said, not the T-top takeoff.
He said your seatbelt don't work because you don't ride with your niggas. That's crazy.
That's a bar of the year candidate.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna say that right now.
I gotta see that.
That gotta be a top 10 bar of the year.
I gotta see.
That's
battle,
crazy,
bro.
Yo, but Geechee,
my man Rock was snapping. I gotta see the battle.
Rock's first round was crazy, but Geechee's first round was magnanimous, play tectonical.
Yeah, Geechee been on some shit.
Earth's crust moving.
Geechee been on some shit. Yo,
Geechee just battled 24 hours ago.
Facts.
By the way, in a tournament.
That's tough.
I can't recap that one. I wasn't there.
I'm just putting that out there. Just to, you know.
I couldn't do it.
I can't.
Next day, I'm fucking up.
I can't.
Every round.
That's some soldier shit, bro.
Yeah.
I can't.
Salute to you, fam. Right. Salute.
So, the second round of Geechee and Tay Rock.
Geechee was slipping on that one.
I didn't really like to say. I feel like the first round was so good from both of them that just the second and third round ain't really keep up with that same energy and just level of performance and lyrics.
So it went down.
Yeah, it went down.
So basically, that first round, that first Geechee round hit like a third round Geechee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was one of them rounds where it's like, and battle might be over. Like, I felt like, damn, yo, this shit might have just ended.
Yeah.
Because Rock, it was almost like Rock had the rebuttal to stay in it. Or people would have looked at, you know how sometimes a battle happens, somebody says something about you that hit home, and people, like, you start rapping, niggas like, yeah, I don't even want to hear that from him right now.
Been in that spot. But yeah.
But to Tay Rock's credit, he actually rebutted. His first thing out of his mouth. And his second round was a rebuttal. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a crazy room shaker, but it was like, okay.
It was enough to fight back, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta see that. I gotta see that battle,
bro. All right. Now, I'm gonna quote y'all a couple bars from the battle. I think Tay Rock said this in his third. This is one of the most tweeted bars. He said, "Rest in peace, Tech 9. Bow. Now I gotta wipe this nut off of 9.
We can't do it.
So let me ask you.
Boy, chirping.
So for y'all thinking just Tay Rock just said nut just to say it, it's because Geechee's from a hood called Nutty Block. So nutty, nut often. That sounds weird saying.
We can't do it.
Pause.
But so here's my thing. At this point, do we still want to hear Tech N9ne bars? Nope. Or is that a shock value? Because people were like, I thought I didn't want to hear no more Tech N9ne bars, but damn, like that it. Shit is disrespectful.
I mean, I some shit's still creative. Mm-hmm. So I give it by one more bar or two is gonna be at that point. But people like JC or somebody, they're good at getting something that somebody already flipped and taking it one step further.
Right.
Like the fucking what's that Allen Iverson bar? I'm taking this one step past the body. Like we heard that a couple times, but he made it even iller. So
yeah.
I give about one time, two more times. It's gonna be a wrap.
And Rockstar around, he started dissing Cassidy. Crowd was booing him.
Oh yeah,
unrelentlessly.
Hey, them niggas, a lot of niggas was like, "Yo, Tay Rock getting booed. He done. He was getting booed because he was talking about Cassidy. That's the only reason he got booed. You know what I'm saying? Like his third round was, to me, his best round that I saw.
I think Tay Rock won the third.
Yeah,
I missed the battle, but he probably rebutted.
Because I mean,
suck my dick.
To be honest, you can make like if we want to break it down like boxing, like you could say. I could see somebody saying that Tay Rock won the second and third round.
Yeah.
But it's like Geechee's first round was like a 10-8. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Now, them first rounds hard to get past when it's like the rest of the battle is born.
Yeah.
But Rock known for his second round. So if he came hard in his second, pause.
It was all right.
It might even out on camera, but I mean, we got to see it.
I mean,
Rock's second was tough, though.
So rock the polls second right is always now. Tough. So yeah
it right wasn't now. A rock second.
It was,
but it was a tough second.
Solid round.
Yeah.
This was 55% of people got Geechee 2-1, 30% got Rock 2-1. Yeah, and then 12% got Geechee 3-0, 3% Rock 3-0. About almost 2,200 people voted. So
tell it takes.
It's a good numbers.
Like, my opinion, Geechee 2-1. Shine versus Reed, man.
I missed that, man. I'm mad I missed that. I wanted to see that.
You was on your way here.
But I'm here.
You made the next one. The one
yeah, I heard a few things about it. I'll let y'all elaborate.
Well, going into it, I felt like Shine and Reed was going to be the battle of the night. I just feel like even though Shine, to me, is top three active battle rapper right now, and he's been
facts.
At maybe fact. Like 2 years.
Facts.
Ever since him and DNA started doing two-on-twos, I feel like Shine just became an all-around battler, and he bring it every single time.
Right? Facts.
You know?
I mean, he had it before that, to be honest with you, when he had the little Professor Shine shit.
He
that
had
was before
it.
Yeah,
the
but he became more well-rounded.
Yeah, he became more creative when DNA came around.
He hit a whole new gear in the past facts. 2-3 years,
yeah.
Man.
Facts.
So
even wilder.
So even though I thought it was a really good matchup, I think Shine obviously has the advantage, but I just think stylistically it would look good
very,
with him bringing that energy.
And
very
Philly.
Similar,
yeah.
Very
Philly. I thought Reed was going to put up a fight in Philly. So, yeah. But what I'm hearing, I don't know if that worked out. I ain't see it, so I'm just going over everybody else saying.
Well,
but
well, you know what it is? And I think Cassidy suffers from this too, which we'll get into in a second.
Yes.
But Reed is like, it's like when you come, first of all, let me go back for a second. Reed could have did way better against John. I feel like he fumbled his reintroduction a little bit, right?
John bodied that, man. I ain't gonna hold it. I gotta keep it real.
But
he
definitely did.
Yeah.
But I think the chess battle, I love that.
I like Reed in that chess battle.
Reed and
I
chess
like
is
Reed
one of my favorite
battle.
Recent
I
battles.
I like that battle.
And then the third with T-Rex,
Rex,
I was like, he's arrived. He's
I thought
here
he body
now.
Rex.
Yeah, he did.
It ain't fully do it for me. He had little spark moments where he flipped up the flow a little bit. I'm like, all right. But a lot of them, I'm like,
I don't think he was incredible, but Rex was bad. I think he got Rex out of there.
Rex was up and down with that.
So it's kind of like coming into this one. It's like you saw the progression,
mm-hmm.
and I thought he would be ready for something like this. But he, like, I feel like when they write a lot of the cats that did exist in the older era that don't battle all the time, like sometimes they feel like they got to say stuff that people now would think is slick, but you getting booked for your classic style and your classic material. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Reed was doing
especially
that.
Especially in Philly.
Bro, Loso said it the best. The little little pot, whatever.
Yeah.
They not doing their proper research. They not putting in the work. They not. They relying on what they was back in 2003.
A lot of times because they don't respect.
And what's they going don't. On they now. Not. They not watching no battles.
Right.
They don't know what's hot. I just heard a defeat bar tonight, bro. They not putting in the work. And it's like, yeah. I mean, I've been in that space where I'm like, man, none of these new niggas fucking with me, bro. Right. I'm not watching no videos. Right. I'm not doing none of that. Blah blah blah. Then you hop in the ring, get your ass
get washed.
But even if you get cooked, you still need to go watch yourself get cooked. Like, you know what? I lost that battle.
Let me
go back.
Right.
I shouldn't have said this. Right. My performance was weak right here.
Right.
I don't think they even watching the battle. Mm. They're like, man, nah, they tripping. They hating. I won that battle. So I'm going to come back out and speak the same bullshit, bro.
But you know what's crazy to me is that Philly is the one place where, like, Reed, Enes, Bill Collector, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these Philly dudes, they've been around for a little while. Can rap like they did in 2002 and niggas would eat it up. They wasn't doing that tonight. It's like trying to.
They was in Smack World. Like Smack's a different world.
So you don't think if Reed.
Think about this. When they came down to have the battle in Atlanta, right? Whole shit was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people there weren't from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They flew in from different states, countries, whatever the case may be. These Philly event, they did the same thing. You got probably a core Philly crowd there, but the rest of the crowd, the real battle rap crowd, is gonna pay $100 for a ticket.
Well, I think certain places have enough. Like I feel like Philly Oakland,
is one of the,
LA, Detroit, Chicago.
Philly is
I feel
one
like
of
they
the
got enough people
this,
that they could pack it if a bunch of people don't fly.
Philly
out.
Is definitely one of the anchors of this movement. You know what I'm saying? Like they definitely and they've been waiting on
Cassidy
it.
And they've been waiting Reed on it. Battled on a card in Philly. Never.
Now that's hard.
Ain't you know never happened.
Got a nut.
They've been waiting on that forever.
Had to come out for that.
He ride up, but I don't know if Reed got booed.
No, he didn't.
Cassidy did.
No, the crowd was.
We ain't talking
crowd,
capacity yet. We ain't there.
Yeah, let's move. Yeah, let's keep it moving.
But basically, the crowd gave Reed a little gas, but he was doing his thing.
Right.
They booed Tay Rock when he mentioned Cassidy's name, though. Oh, right. Suck my dick. Oh, my God. That was the longest boo of all time. He was like, yeah, nigga, suck my dick, boo. Yeah,
I kind of felt
suck
like
my dick again.
I kind of felt like Rock was. I kind of felt like Rock was playing with him when he was saying that, though. Like
he was.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think like if you in Philly, you gonna say suck my dick. You gotta say that shit with some bass in your voice. Like don't play with them niggas when you see what you see what happened when Twerk said it. Them niggas shut up and started clapping for him.
Right,
but he came with a bar right afterwards, so they let him rap.
Even
so,
before the bar, the nigga was like, "Shut the fuck up." And he was like, "Yeah."
Yo, I'm gonna touch on a couple bars real quick from the Reed and K-Shine. We can get through it. Reed had a joint where he was like, "I was slamming niggas off the ropes, like, oh yeah, snapping to a Slim Jim."
Okay, that sound like
crowd
old
went
Reed.
Crazy for
that sound like old
it
Reed.
It was, but he I feel like he needed to do more shit like that.
Did he perform it? Like he had it with his
kind of.
He should have
Reed.
All his verses like that.
Right.
Every bar like that.
My nigga Reed, that's what you get booked for, my
K-Shine
nigga.
K-Shine had a bar where he was like, nigga, you trifling. Start at his roof and get to making my way downtown. That's white chicks.
Yeah,
that
is a K-Shine bar, bro.
You know, the crowd was like, come on, man. I don't want to have to react to that.
But
this
shit
like,
kind of
yeah.
hard, though. But this shit kind of hard, though.
Yo, do you know the name of the people that sing the Making My Way Downtown song?
Nope.
Nah.
What is that from?
White chicks. That's all I know.
I don't. You know what it's from?
Nigga, that shit is plicky, kick, 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 kick,
it's
now,
like
nigga.
The most whitest song that all black people don't know where the hell it came from.
That shit is plicky, kick, 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 kick.
Niggas know every melody.
That shit go hard, though.
And then K-Shine had a line where he was like, I can't diss Philadelphia. I fuck with y'all. Actually, I'm illiterate. I'm mad I got to read in front of y'all.
That's tough.
A
That's
lot
tough.
Of people went crazy
That's
for
tough.
That one.
That's tough.
Oh, okay. This is one of the, this might be the most tweeted bar tonight when Reed he was rapping and it looked like he choked and he started coughing and he was like and niggas was like, "Oh, come on with the fake."
Yeah.
And he was kind of like Reed's man was like, "Yo, you good?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm just letting them know I beat chest before the chokes." Everybody went crazy with that. I think that was his craziest joint.
Okay.
So it's not like I
he learned. Yeah, like he learned something.
That is tough.
So I think if you put all of Reed's performances together, that since he's come back, you put all four of Reed's performances together, I think he'd be crazy. I think
he. I like Reed because he's been progressing. I give him that. He's progressing. Like, ah, you know what? That ain't working. I'm gonna go back to the drawing board. We ain't talking cash yet. I'm not going.
But as far as Reed, but as far as Reed go, I think if Reed mixed what he did tonight with the chess battle, he got a winner every time.
Facts.
Every time.
Like, his style will carry him. Like, once he add bars, like real back to back bars, bro.
I dig it.
Reed to be unstoppable.
DNA bill collector.
All right, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about no bars from DNA and Bill Collector. I just want to talk about it as a whole. Like, I feel like the first round was good from both of them.
Right.
It was.
I just didn't like that battle after that.
This was the night of the first rounds, dog.
I agree.
Like that crowd seemed like they was there like, okay, we got what we want from you. Let's keep it moving.
I agree. As soon as the first round happened, I'm like, yo, this shit fire, bro. This Bill and DNA is fire. Then the second hit.
I think the problem is because I think if somebody does good against DNA, because I was talking about the other day, DNA is like a moment rapper. Like, he creates these moments. You know what I'm saying? Or he seizes a moment and puts it in the battle. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
DNA is underrated, bro. Like, before I battled DNA, I'm like, man, he light, he this, he that. Then I finally stood in front of him, like, I see it now. I see a little glow. Go ahead, little homie, go ahead. Like,
that was like when he first hit that new stride.
We got his back-to-back punches. He flipping with the rebuttals, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm like, all right, man.
But
shout out my nigga DNA, man.
You know what I think kind of messed up the back and forth of this battle? Is niggas, this was the greatest time for Bill Collector to turn back into I Got the Burner Bill Collector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was doing too much wordplay and stuff like that.
It was a different Bill. But it's a big stage and you gotta come with a lot of different angles and a lot of different ideas. So sometimes it hits, sometimes it don't.
Me in Philly though. I wanna see that shit. I wanna see that shit that Sia Boy told to shut up. You remember when you battled Philly? Swain?
Oh, yeah.
Like A&R with the muscle on.
I don't remember that shit.
I want to see that shit, nigga. My nigga. Actually, we already, niggas already know Bill, one of my favorites, man. But that Bill right there can't be beat with the new Bill. You know what I'm saying?
I think that
Bill's creative.
Let me point something out. And as battlers, I want y'all to speak on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
If everybody loves you for doing a certain style, but you know you way better than it, like, let's say your greatest moment is some shit that you wouldn't even do now.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, okay.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, right?
Facts.
That's some shit you wouldn't do now, right?
Facts.
Let's say your greatest moment is some shit you wouldn't do now, right?
Right.
Like, if you know that the crowd wants to see you do it.
You got to give it to
them
for
you,
a second.
But you just want to prove that you're this better rapper who can rap a certain way. How much of a conflict is that? Because remember when Bill Collector battled Dot?
Uh-huh.
All his material was like, I'm not going to do the goofy shit because I want to prove that I'm a real rapper and you're a clown.
It's very detrimental because the thing that made Marv one of my favorite battlers is the thing that he definitely tried to avoid when he got in this. Yeah. And then, we just had the conversation when he was like, you know what? The crowd wants a certain thing from you. You got to give it to him.
Right.
You know, the funny shit, John dealt with that with the multiple choice shit.
Oh, he didn't want to do it?
No, everybody, he pulled out the multiple choice and everybody loved him for the multiple choice. Mm-hmm. So now I got to hit him with the multiple choice. And then everybody like, nah, we don't want to hear the multiple choice. But they really want to hear the multiple choice. So he was in the middle of, should I do it or should I not do it or whatever. So, but he made his best decisions and it were all worked out.
So do you think, and I think the most extreme example of it is when Hollow battled Joe Budden and just chose to like try to go off the wall with it instead of just saying the obvious stuff about his girlfriends and stuff. Like people was ready to just be laughing at that shit.
They was.
He kind of went off the wall and made it closer than it needed to be.
I mean, I think it's better to be unorthodox a lot of times and give people what they don't expect. Because once they feel like they know what you're going to say, then you become repetitive.
So but if you sprinkle in what they're waiting on from you, you know what I'm saying?
Here and there.
You got to. You have to.
It's kind of like the math and serious battle. Like, we was waiting for somebody to swing the whole battle. Right, like, bro, like, that bomb was cool, but yeah, what's
up? Right.
Like, smack his head. Like, bro, so it's more WWE nowadays where it's more entertainment value. That's why the dancing crew rappers get more shine nowadays.
But do you think that affected Bill in this battle? Like that type of thought process?
I don't know. For me, it was the length of the rounds. And last time I checked, rounds was like 3 minutes, 3:30. Like these rounds was like 6 minutes.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. 57 seconds.
They really wanted to see Bill though. That crowd was in the battle longer than he was. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But I'm looking at the results right now. DNA 2-1, 39%. Bill 2-1.
My man DNA 40%. Just rent one 25K and battled the next day. He get an automatic W for that, bro. 25.
I'm not gonna give him an automatic W. I give him an automatic pass though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in one day,
you get a buy. You get a buy for
you
that.
You get a
bro.
Buy.
This is one of them battles where I think people was dissatisfied by the end of it, and they was just restless.
I was happy with the first round. They both went in that first round. I remember I tweeted, "Yo, Bill's out here wild, and old DNA is out here tripping."
Right.
And then the rest, I was.
I really don't think DNA did nothing wrong. I just feel like Bill. I just feel like he picked the wrong type of material, man.
I think the crowd wasn't there after the first round for them. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was there for the main event.
Well, what about this? Do you think battlers need to do a better job at studying their environment?
Absolutely.
And adapting?
Absolutely.
I mean, they do though. I mean, like
not on this card. No, barely anyone.
I mean,
did.
they knew they was going to Philly. They had their own what they thought the crowd wanted to hear. But you can't fully judge that all the time. That
you
changes.
Mean like in the moment though, like when you right there and then you feel the crowd is with you, you do a certain thing. When they leaving you, you got to wrap that shit up, bro.
Most of them don't.
That's what he's
like,
saying.
Like if they got 7 minutes, they gonna spit the whole seven minutes.
Niggas
got
to wrap that shit up when you losing that crowd.
But it's hard to write something and not spit. It is.
I'm glad y'all said that because that brings us into the next battle. So for that last one, I can't call
DNA and Bill Collector. I can't really call Twerk and Calico.
And that's what I was just about to bring up. Twerk and Calico.
Twerk and Calico.
Speaking of what you just said about knowing when to stop.
Okay. Twerk and Calico. So we get into the battles I seen now.
Right.
So Twerk first round.
Twerk. I'm not gonna lie. Twerk killed
Twerk
this.
Circles wild.
Well,
Twerk
killed Calico that first went round. First.
Yeah.
The Calico first round, very solid. I like
talking to that man. That's Cal. That's I personally
love Calico's first round.
Yeah, me too.
That was Cal.
Yeah.
That was full Cal.
Yeah.
But you know the thing that we were talking about is everybody wants the punchline. Everybody want to break down words crazy just to show they can do it.
What he say about the word? He said, "Every you make up words we never heard of." That was hard.
Just to make a bar, you start throwing in words niggas never.
Yeah,
heard
that was
of.
Hard. Cal was talking to man. He definitely was talking.
But Cal, like, I appreciate the fact that he doesn't try to change his style. Because wordplay is so cool.
Fuck with Cal.
He understands what his strengths is. He understands his style. He delivers on it.
I fuck with
90% of the time. You know what I'm saying?
He's fully Cal. I mean, but Twerk was wild in that first round.
That first round, Twerk was different.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's 12 come to the passenger side. Something. You're speeding.
Yeah,
bro.
12 come to the passenger side.
That nigga
sir.
Was wild.
You know you were speeding.
He was wilding.
Twerk's wording is amazing.
My hood. His wording. My hood. Something wrong under the hood. My check engine light on. What?
Yeah. A lot of Twerk's lines is they sound like regular sentences. So it's not a reach. You know what I'm saying? Like it's perfectly worded.
Twerk was wildin'.
Yeah, right. This nigga said they ain't come here to hear Cal lies. They came here to hear lies.
Cal. Yeah, he was wildin'. He was wildin'.
So just to break it down for y'all at home that might not have seen it yet, Calico was very strong in the first round. Twerk goes bottom of the first, line for line. Yeah, I felt like it overpowered him.
It did.
But it was still one of them things where like if you just like real talk.
Yeah, if you're preference stuff, you can definitely go with Cal because Cal, if you're talking about personal, and he said that he can rap, but I ain't lied yet.
That's
I said,
fire.
Oh,
that's
all right.
That's
Cal
second.
I said, oh, all right. Cal out here wilding.
Right.
So if you want to go off real talk and preference, Cal would have won that easy.
Cal second was hard.
Twerk second was good too.
Crowd weren't really trying to there. It wasn't there for it.
I think the first round. See, let's talk about how the Philly crowd sometimes was booing bars that was hot.
Philly was booing for no reason.
There was a point. There's a point where Twerk says something. What was the line he said, man?
Yo,
hold on. Twerk says something. What was the line? Damn, I forget the line he said. I tweeted it too, but he said something and niggas was like, boom. He was like, all right, y'all got it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And
like,
then he went right into a heater.
But the second round was dope. A little of Twerk was ruined by the crowd. And I think Calico's first was definitely stronger than his second. I probably would give the second to Twerk, honestly.
I mean, see, Calico
had some very impactful lines, but I don't think he was strong all the way
through. Let's get into this third, man.
Yeah, I'm...
Was it the third or the second back. He repeated? Oh, yeah.
Twice.
That was
like
second
twice.
He did it.
Yeah, I think didn't he have to end his shit early because of that?
Yeah, so basically...
Like twice.
The crowd reacted to the bar. Sia said Cal spit. They was going crazy. He tried to bring it back, and he started back like a minute before where he was.
Yeah,
and the crowd was like, come on. And he just started going through it, and it was like, fuck it, after a while.
Yeah.
Well, he did that again. He did that again later on. He did that twice.
Yeah, I don't think I noticed the first one.
Yeah, he did it twice. Yeah, because he did it twice. He did it twice.
Yeah, I think that's
what. Oh, you mean twice in one time?
Nah. He did it, and then he got it. He progressed a little further. He probably went 10 bars further, and the crowd cut him off for a reaction or something. Then he went back again, and he's... Damn. You know, said the whole same thing over, and then the crowd was like, nah, get this nigga out of here.
So that basically what lost the battle for Cal, right?
I wanted to hear it, though. I wanted to hear that shit, Cal. If you you know, got that round, you remember that shit, spit that shit on cam, dog.
Facts. So Calico was Calico.
In the third round, Cal, it was all right. Let's put it like that. It was all right. It was kind of reminiscent of what was going on with Bill Collector and DNA's in end of day round.
Was that a mixed round? Was that a mixtape round?
I don't know. I don't think it was a mixtape. Cal was talking to him pretty direct the whole battle. He was talking to him. But I remember, I think that was Twerk round when T-Top tried to rap.
Bro.
And they deaded that man quick.
Oh, battle rappers.
Yo,
T-Top, you my man, 50 grand.
100 grand.
Stop letting niggas bring you out on stage, dog.
Yo.
Bro, battle rappers, stop bringing my nigga T-Top out on stage.
Leave my man Top alone, bro. And it seemed like it'll never go right. My man Top is in.
You want your round to end early?
Yo, bro.
You ain't got nothing?
Yo, what's the man
bring
name?
Bring my nigga T-Top.
My man, Railroad?
Did you say Railroad?
I forgot my man. I forgot my man's name.
What are you talking about, right now, bro?
These niggas come out every week with new names, bro. I can't cut it, bro.
Shout out my nigga R Railroad.
Keep pushing, bro.
Basically, in Twerk's third round, he did the whole like, I wrote half a round. Now I'm gonna let T Top talk to you. And T Top came out and immediately T Top said like three words. The niggas was like, boo.
Yeah, he wasn't having it. They wasn't
and T-Top
having it.
Started laughing, and he looked at Twerk and said, it's over, King. It's over, King. This battle's over, King.
That's my dude, man. Top a good dude, man.
So that
man.
Was like, to a battle that was actually hot, it was the worst ending ever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was. Niggas said, fuck this shit.
T-Top, I want to hear that shit. Spit that shit on cam, dog. I want to hear that shit.
Nah, I can't.
So up to this point, look, hold on. So looking at the graphic, right? I didn't see JC and Shook, so I can't speak on it. But from what I hear, it was a decent battle. DNA and Bill Collector, nah. It should have been better.
Bro, who put JC? Who put JC? How you violate my man thumbnail, bro? He look crazy.
Oh man,
that's my man, 100 grand.
So,
look,
dog. So let's say they're one for one with JC and Shug, right?
One for one,
like a good battle.
Okay,
they're one for one. DNA and Bill Collector, no. It should have been better. One for two.
Okay.
Twerk and Calico, they messed that up in the end.
I still like that battle.
I still like Twerk and Calico.
I love
the first round, but I could do without the rest of the battle.
I still like Twerk and Calico. I like the Twerk and Calico.
So they're two for three.
I'm going to rewatch
Shine and Reed.
I wasn't there.
Shine and Reed.
I think I was at the store or something.
Something you, D. What you saying?
I feel how y'all feel about Twerking Calico about Shine Reed. Like, it was decent. It was decent. You know what I'm saying? But more on K-Shine was holding it up. But
Tay Rock and Geechee.
Bro, that's what be killing me. Oh, yeah. About
Tay Rock and Geechee. I like that a lot. But
missed it.
The last, but the first round was so good that I don't even care.
Southwest, you know, representing, but a lot, Philly. And but like, what? Why you ain't spit that?
Right.
But yeah, but hold on. Now I'm looking at it.
Flip off, God.
But now I'm looking at it. Look, Twerk and Calico got one forgettable round. DNA and Bill Collector got two forgettable rounds. Tay Rock and Geechee got two forgettable rounds.
Family man, spray up the family van.
And Shine and Reed, I think it was good throughout. I think Reed could have did a little better. But now we get to the point where we must talk about the main event of the night. Arsenal the Rebel of Newark, New Jersey versus Cassidy, Barry Adrian Reese, Mr. Boss himself of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I, my good friends, am going to step back and let y'all
take the
reins on this one. Because I'm just interested to see what y'all have to say. I'm gonna spectate. I'm gonna be a fan. I'm gonna chime in if necessary. But y'all felt very strongly about this battle, so
I'm trying to cover my mouth on this one. I know
you got something to say about it, bro.
Bro, Cassidy, we are fans of you, dog. Like back in the day, you was that boy, bro. I show you how a biscuit tastes. Trash bag, pick a lake, something like that, bro.
I knock on your door like a Jehovah Witness, bro, and bring niggas in your crib like your older sisters, nigga.
God, I ain't got a whip, but my chick got the something key, bro. All right, bro.
Got the something key.
I don't know who not having these talks with you, bro.
Danny,
we got to What's the thing he called? Restore order? Danny, you got to come to the table, dog, because you wilding right now. But, bro, Cass, nothing wrong with your mic. They not booing the hottest shit in the world. Your shit ain't it, bro. Like, it's not.
Mic drop.
Is. Your shit ain't it, bro. I'm gonna be 800,000 with you. And we fans, bro. I think what Arsenal said in the battle, we was arguing back in the day that you hotter than Jay Hood.
Yo, that was the realest.
Was the realest bar.
Yo, remember
bro.
My reaction hard. When he said that?
That shit was hard.
Bro, I ain't hating on you. Don't put me in that little hater crowd. I'm not hating on you.
Yeah,
bro.
let's
I'm trying to be real with you. I'm arguing with niggas in the crowd when I watch the battle with the, who the nigga he battled?
Disaster?
No, Goods. I'm arguing with niggas in the battle like, nah. You grab Goods, change, like the swelling go down, some shit. I'm like, look at my man, Cass. Then you said the G and Garfield. And then I couldn't argue no more, bro. Mm. Like, it's not, you set a defeat bar tonight, bro. Mm. You keep. It appears to us as fans and people who watch the battle rap sport, you don't put the work in or do the research because you feel that these rappers are lower than you or they don't know the science. I'm not sure what the science is at this point anymore, bro.
When I bust it, I'm having a ball. Iron Solomon, is that the science?
Hold on, what?
When I bust it.
He said that tonight.
When I bust it, I'm having a ball. Iron Solomon.
Can you break down the science, my guy? I need you to break down the science, bro. And we really trying to have an intervention with you right now, boss. Like
facts, nigga.
We really respect the energy you bring into the game. You know, we selling out shows,
bro.
The face off. You doing got the funniest face offs ever. Popping right now, bro.
And the realest.
And the realest.
Like
you
talking
fact.
The shit you saying.
It's fact.
We end up questioning it. Like,
right, bro. Maybe they was right. Booing the hottest shit
right,
in the world.
Right.
And then you come to the next event and there's, come on, bro.
Well, you know
Hold on. I have to say my little piece, man. Right. Niggas was blaming Atlanta for him losing the goods. Stop all
Atlanta.
Of that shit.
They was blaming
Atlanta crowd for him losing the goods. So we need. This nigga just got booed in Philly and had the crowd cheering 3-0 for Arsenal. We got it. We gonna nip all that Atlanta shit in the bud right now. It's Cassidy. Come talk to us. Come talk to niggas who's gonna tell you what it is, bro.
I still believe you gonna get booked. I still believe you can pack out shows. I still believe you can sell a fight. I respect it 100%. I'm still a fan of you, dog, but it's not there, bro. Somebody gotta let you know, bro. It's not there, bro. 800,000 with you, dog.
It's impossible. Like, it's disappointing
for niggas is rooting for you, bro. Like, we really, like, somebody need to have a man-to-man with you. Danny Myers. I don't know what happened on that phone call. Danny Myers. Yes.
Danny trying to set that man up so he could battle him. That's what That's what it is.
Yo, can I, let me say something real quick.
I blame Danny Myers, bro. When he spit that bar, no, hold on. What the bar he just said?
It's impossible, like, trying to come and piss at the same time, dickhead.
So, Danny, when he said that bar, yeah. What did you say?
It's too cold. It's too cold.
Yikes.
My nigga said,
bro, I'm never spitting none of my verses for you, dog. My nigga
said, I don't give a fuck. Jazz the rapper.
Danny.
It's your fault. I blame
Danny, 100, bro.
189% Danny Myers' fault.
I blame Danny,
yo,
dog.
Yo, let me.
Danny.
Yo. I want to veer to the side for a second. I want to take a different approach.
Bargain.
Because here's the thing. Niggas are going to clown this shit. And, like, some of this shit is mad funny. But it's like.
It's dead serious, though.
No, but it's like, I want Cassidy, like, I was telling y'all earlier, I think it's good if Cassidy does really good. You know what I'm saying? I think
we want him to do really good.
But
bro.
But the thing is, I feel like, all right, for instance, when he battled Goods, right? I'm talking to battlers like before they go on. I'm like, yo, I hope he's gonna kill it. Something tells me that he's gonna have some shit. And they like, a couple niggas was like, and I'm like, yo, I felt offended because I'm like, yo, when Cannabis died against Disaster, I'm like, that shit wasn't good for hip hop.
It wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas, was like Disaster's craziest performance, and niggas don't think about that.
Disaster was wild.
And he got crazy, right?
He was wild.
But my whole thing is, imagine if Cannabis, like, went
came
crazy.
And flipped.
He got some good advice and just they was going crazy.
I mean, but this is the thing though, and this what I like. Rappers industry feel like they can just hop in this battle rap sport.
Right.
They can't.
This is the last one.
And they can, as long as
niggas pay them.
But no. I'm not telling about how much they're gonna get paid. They get a check. Blah blah blah. But they feel like they can just hop in this sport and be elite. Like, they're elite in rapping, they'll be the elite in battle rapping.
Right.
Until they get on that battle rapping stage. And now they get humbled. Like, nah, all right, bro, I got to fix it up. Like that's Mills, said, like Jay Mills, I respect Mills. Mills hopped in after 39 years. Like, all right, Kayshawn did his numbers. He came back against, I forgot who he just battled.
Ness.
Mm-hmm. He did better. You can see the progression.
He was still trash.
You can see the progression. So I respect that. I respect that. He took his L and he moved forward because in battle rap, as we all know, and Verb articulated as well, this is a warrior sport. You gonna lose. You gonna lose some rounds. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to pick yourself back up, get back to the drawing board and be rapping again. They don't believe that. In their realm, they lose one time or if they feel like they lost, they not themselves. They have the same ego. That's Cass' problem. He can't take the L. He lost the Goods, bro. Nobody gonna tell him that. Some people will try.
A lot of people have told him his
fans not gonna tell him that.
His fans
gonna watch this video and be like, "Yeah, y'all niggas smoking drugs." Cass bodied Arsenal. Facts.
It is a few people on one of my posts right now trying to argue.
Going in, they booing the hottest shit in the world.
If Cass hasn't already shut the video off yet, if he's watching this, like real shit, my nigga. Like, I was trying to, you know, Cass live here.
He living in NA?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was trying to interview him. I got his math. He gave someone his math to give me. And I tried to interview him. He didn't respond. That's why I didn't do an interview with Cass before the joint.
Yeah.
But I really was going to tell him, like, I don't care if he kicked me out of his house, get mad, or tell him, like, my nigga, like, you have to go to another level.
I guess
I'm not going to try to disrespect him.
He don't respect our science.
Nah, he
like
don't.
The new battle rap science, he don't respect that. He got his own science that he now, created.
But it don't work.
Now let me tell you. Let me tell you something.
He don't
about,
believe that.
Let me tell you something about his science. His science is the same science that I came in believing it was about who rhymes, who can rhyme more cleaner, as well as have punchlines in these rhymes, and you know how many syllables you can stack on top of a mean punch. Nobody gives a fuck about that shit, Cash.
He not even doing that though.
That's what he's. And when he's talking about science though, that's what he's talking.
That's what he's referring
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
He not even doing that though. I feel him on fake personals and stuff he been dropping some bombs and like. I see, cause I'm a egotistical type nigga, and I'm gonna talk. I kill everybody. That's why I've been in that space.
Right.
So a lot of stuff he was saying, I related to, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. You talking yourself up a mountain right now. Mm. Now when it's time to battle, people gonna expect that from mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. But you at least gotta give it 75% of what you talked up.
Mm.
I ain't get 75, bro.
Hey, Danny Myers said he was at 80.
But his Danny Myers.
Yo, I don't.
You got some splaining to do, boss.
But you know,
I ain't gonna hold you.
You know what the crazy thing about Cassidy shit is? Is that sometimes he has intricacies in his setups. You could tell like it took thoughts, a certain thought process, the way he put it together. But a lot of time it fall flat because he don't end
he
it right.
Raps he's on a mixtape.
He thinks because it's rhyming that it's gonna hit. Like a lot of times, like he'll end the bar and he'll look at the crowd. Like,
and they look back at him.
No, nigga, you got to say something with those bars, bro.
Those
it's rhyming.
He raps like he raps on a mixtape. Like any all the battle raps he spit in these last, what, 2-3 battles, you can put them to a beat and put in a mixtape, Cass battle mixtape right now. It'll probably go hard, too.
But it just don't.
But it ain't for it ain't for new age battle rap.
You know what make me so frustrated with Cassidy is when I listen to different pieces of his raps from different battles that he's done since he's been back.
Yeah.
If you take the highlights, he would have something hot.
Yo,
that's
you
were Steven,
just talking about that Ray, nigga, Ray, the Ray J, something to Ray J something.
Guess who else? Kim if you K take something. Their highlights, they'll look like the best. Lance Stevenson, nigga.
Yo, he going off in China, though. I ain't going to
hold you, my nigga. Lance. Lance is that nigga.
Lance going off fire. In China.
Lance is that fire. I'm just
but
saying.
But not Cass. Let me talk to you again, dog. Bro. You got to bring back, you bring one of your old verses back and just flip it, bro. Oh, my God.
They're going to go dumb.
Yo, if Cass came out.
I pass your strip a day. I don't see no bricks, man. I'm a pit. You a pussy. So we don't mix or something else, bro.
I dump each one out of these, your whole
head of crack like sunflower seeds. Motherfucker.
Yo, but this is the crazy. You want to know what's even crazier? Right. All right. So, look. I'm gonna liken Cassidy to cannabis for a second, right?
Cassidy,
because he didn't do that bad, but so cat when cannabis rap back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The astrophysical mind framer, Einstein, and all this other shit, right?
It went hard in the 80s.
But here's the thing, though, right? I can see. Wow, you're crazy. I can see how when he came back, why he couldn't be in a mind state to spit like that. And it might have came out different. Like, I actually understood going into it, like, you can't do that. But then I'm like, yo, if this nigga spit any rap that he threw away that didn't make it on a mixtape or an album back then,
yeah,
niggas would have went crazy way more than anything he said. And I'm looking at Cass. You look at every Cass fucking freestyle, right, from back then. The nigga had bars in each one that he could spit now, and niggas would go crazy.
Bro, he would have did better if he spit his old shit.
So what changed in his thought process to where he's not
he's trying to elevate the science?
Yeah, he's rhyming more complex.
So you think
he
thinks
he's doing better? He thinks his old self can't mess with his new self.
Yeah,
I don't know what self he is right now. But not, he in a whole nother world. He made his own science. He created battle rap. He in his own world, bro.
So I'm going to tell y'all like this for URL, because I don't know how many battles left on this deal, whatever y'all doing. I think URL, if Cassidy's going to come back and battle again, he needs to be, and this is like for you, Cass, you need to be around people who will sit down and tell you like, niggas don't got to tell you something is trash or whatever, because niggas like, and it's in the eye of the beholder or whatever, but then they got to be like, you can go further with that bar.
Yeah,
I think
they should have brought him back in a small room too.
I was about to say, that was my second point.
I should like.
He got a battle in a small room.
I should like Barry Sanders, bro. When that nigga retired, I was mad he retired. Because he was the nicest nigga out. Mm. But if he would have came back 10 years later and tried to run like he did, he can't do it. And now my memory of him would have been trash moving forward.
So you know what it is?
He should have just retired, bro.
You know what it is? It's like Adrian Peterson this season.
Looking crazy.
He can play. He might bust off a 7-yard run. You know what I'm saying? But like
he ain't there, bro. Like and it's heartbreaking for a fan, bro. I rock with Kaz. When they said he coming back, even after the Goods performs, I'm like, all right, he about to battle Arsenal?
He won a round against
in
Goods,
Philly?
Though.
He about to say something. And even when the first round happened, I'm like, all right, he growing. Look. Then it just went back to the old Cavs. The fucking dickhead piss shit, bro. And it's like, bro, man. Come on.
But I don't get how he won a battle versus disaster.
Yo, this is how he won the battle against disaster before he even finished that.
Small room?
The first round of that shit was on stage, and he was dying.
Yeah,
I remember. I was like, man. And then, you know, they reconvened the next day. They got in the small room and he cooked that shit. I think URL should have brought him back in the small room to reintroduce him. You know what I'm saying? But you know they got to get that money off. You know.
But here's another thing, too. Niggas come back and think their name equals battling the most talented battle rappers.
It does.
Niggas.
Because it's been happening.
But you got to think about it. If he battled one of them PG cats.
No, bar heavy.
Yeah, they
don't. Hold on. I didn't say best. I said most popular, right?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna name no names, but there's people in there that aren't crazy at all, but their name is just way up there.
Yeah.
I think
he should have battled them. That's where the ego comes in. That they don't feel like they should be battling subpar. They want to battle the best of the best because they feel like they're the best of the best. They created a science, so why the hell am I to battle fucking? What's the nigga name we come out? Some streets, railroads. They don't feel like they about to battle the streets. The streets, nigga.
Yeah.
If I'm Cassidy, I'm not coming back to battle our streets, bro.
Shout out
our niggas would have called me like, yo, you want? Nah, bro, I'm good on that. Y'all wildin'.
So maybe because Cassidy said he don't want to battle all the punchline-y dudes because he feels like. It's not gonna sell the same way it does with the dudes like Arsenal who market the shit out the battle.
But he sold the battle out. He said he can sell it out by himself. So what does it matter who
he
battled?
Really
so
he's already
proved
it.
Do you think Cassidy would change his style if he knew he was battling a dude like Rum Nitty?
No.
Like I have to.
No.
I don't think he can.
No. I don't think.
You say you don't think he can, but he has spots.
I really think he's capable. I really think if somebody coaches him properly. But you're not coaching Cassidy.
In
though.
Three battles back.
Cassidy not hearing nothing
in
you talking
about. In three
battles
back, has Cassidy said any bar as good as a Rum Nitty bar?
Yeah.
Has he?
I believe. Ray J, some Ray J hype, I forgot how it went.
That was
it.
Y'all
let me
know. Said that
Nitty
niggas
bar.
Would go crazy.
That shit was crazy.
If Rum Nitty said to Kim K,
but some got guns inside of Ray. I forgot how the shit went.
Yeah, yeah. If y'all say it, I'm looking at it like if Rum Nitty said it,
would people react?
That shit was hard.
Yeah.
But they too different. Like Cass, he got the image, bro. If Cass came back with a big ass rope chain nigga looking like he's a millionaire, what he's claiming to be, just that in itself, niggas gonna be like, oh shit.
He might be off these last three battles.
Maybe his house got a backyard with a backyard.
Yeah, right.
Now the shit's a joke. Cause the nigga got a fucking, I don't know what the fuck nigga got on, but I'm just listening to what the fuck he's saying and it ain't nothing. I gotta stay in the mic. But it ain't. It's a joke right now, bro. Like Cass is looking like a joke right now, and I think that's where fans get irritated, bro. Like this ain't the Cass I know. That's not you.
Yo, I'm starting to think that as much as I love battle rap, it's ruining some of my favorite rap.
It really is. And then because a lot of like mainstream rappers, they feel they can just jump in. And it's like, bro, this is battle rap, bro. I think somebody was talking about Lloyd Banks hopping in and somebody else hopping in.
But it's funny that niggas like Lloyd Banks and Lil Wayne and Fabulous, they've said, like, nah.
Now, some of them said they
appreciate them for saying it. I remember
them three specifically. They was like, I respect what them
more
niggas
recently. More recently, Lloyd Banks was saying, I might try my hand in the ring.
A word?
Yeah.
But that's where battle rap is different. We just want our respect. Of what we bring to the table. And that's why I'm happy about the BET Hip Hop Award shit, because we're trying to integrate into that. And it's like the battle rap crowd was, I think it was a regular crowd at that battle, if I'm mistaken. So I like that. And they need that extra space and extra eyes on them to get that. And I like what they're doing. I like where they're moving to. Mm.
Look, real quick, we gotta wrap this up, but
we ain't talk about Arsenal at all.
I was just about to say that.
Arsenal, champion of the year. Hands down. Hands down, bro. Champion of the year. That in the Geechee battle, Arsenal champion of the year.
Just those two alone?
Yes.
You think so? Over Danny?
He just battled in Philly, Philadelphia, and smoked Cassidy Boots. First round, I'm going to say the first round because forget the other rounds because he did the other rounds. But the first round, that's a hard thing to do in the middle of Philly before Cassidy even rapped. Before Cassidy even got a chance to mess up, Ar smoked him already. Rapped over the crowd in Philly. Violated Cass, grabbed him by his hoodie. He grabbed my man by his hoodie in the middle of Philly.
He's making great points.
Champion of the year, dog.
Still don't know about champion of the year, but that's.
Still took that L to me. I ain't gonna hold you. Arguable. But champion of the year, baby boy.
I'm just saying Ars 3-0, and that's it for me.
Champion of the year, Ars.
Mic drop.